we are going to sit down and look what way we're going to move forward, because there's three councillors here that have walked away from SDLP. Yes, we're coming on the back of that. We've had other inquiries from councillors within Northern Ireland. You know, we need something different. So we haven't really sat down and discussed a lot. We've just sat down saying, yes, we need to move forward after the elections, whatever way they go, as councillors, and see what we have to do to take this idea forward. But it's myself and the girl, the two other councillors, Dr. Josephine and Joanne Donnelly. No, it's just not myself. It's three of us and others that are a lot of supporters out there. They're looking for something different, you know, and that's basically it. You know, so all I can say is, yes, there's been thoughts and conversations, but at the moment, until we get, we've only had just over four weeks to do what we've had to do, get out on doors, get tens of thousands of leaflets out, get a lot of posters up, and the reception is phenomenal on the doors. So it's onwards and upwards, you know.
You are also pledging to solve the mystery as to why DARD headquarters were relocated to Ballykelly.
Yes, that is a pledge that if I get elected or into the Assembly, that is my first challenge, to find out why and who shafted Strabane, you know, basically, because Strabane should have been sitting now with 800 DARD jobs, but a deal has been done somewhere, and there's whatever political party is involved in it, I want to uncover that. It's a fact we can't bring the DARD jobs back to Strabane, but it's a fact maybe just find out the truth and who let Strabane down.